This is a story that I wrote called The Man Who Forgot Ray Bradbury. And I wrote it as a birthday present for Ray on his 91st birthday. It begins like this. I am forgetting things, which scares me. I am losing words, although I'm not losing concepts. I hope that I'm not losing concepts. If I am losing concepts, I'm not aware of it. If I am losing concepts, how would I know? Which is funny, because my memory was always so good. Everything was in there. Sometimes my memory was so good that I even thought that I could remember things I didn't know yet. Remembering forward. I don't think there's a word for that, is there? Remembering things that haven't happened yet. I don't have that feeling I get when I go looking in my head for a word that isn't there, as if someone must have come and taken it in the night. When I was a young man, I lived in a big shared house. I was a student then. We had our own shelves in the kitchen, neatly marked with our names, and our own shelves in the fridge, upon which we kept our own eggs, cheese, yogurt, milk. I was always punctilious about using only my own provisions. Others were not so... Oh, there. I lost a word. One that would mean careful to obey the rules. The other people in the house were not so. I would go to the fridge, but my eggs would have vanished. I'm thinking of a sky filled with spaceships, so many of them that they seem like a plague of locusts, silver against the luminous mauve of the night. Things would go missing from my room back then as well. Boots. I remember my boots going, or being gone, I should say, as I did not ever actually catch them in the act of leaving. Boots do not just go. Somebody went them. Just like my big dictionary. Same house, same time period. I went to the small bookshelf beside my bed. Everything was by my bed. It was my room, but it was not much larger than a cupboard with a bed in it. I went to the shelf, and the dictionary was gone. Just a dictionary-sized hole in my shelf to show where my dictionary wasn't. All the words and the book they came in were gone. Over the next month, they also took my radio, a can of shaving foam, a pad of notepaper, and a box of pencils, and my yogurt. And I discovered, during a power cut, my candles. Now I'm thinking of a boy with new tennis shoes who believes he can run forever. No, that's not giving it to me. A dry town in which it rained forever. A road through the desert on which good people see a mirage. A dinosaur that is a movie producer. The mirage was the pleasure dome of Kublai Khan. No. Sometimes, when the words go away, I can find them by creeping up on them from another direction. See, I go and look for a word. I'm discussing the inhabitants of the planet Mars, say, and I realize that the word for them has gone. I might also realize that the missing word occurs in a sentence or a title. The Chronicles. My favorite. If that does not give it to me, I circle the idea. Little green men. I